It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And good afternoon to you, live from Dodge City, Class 2A Girls State Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Chris Boswell, Kurt Kilman back at the Kansaland Studios, as we've already seen one local team here in Dodge City punch their ticket to the semifinal round, as earlier it was Valley Heights, Twin Valley League, 18-5 coming in. The 8 seed takes down the top seed, Wichita County, their first loss of the year for the Indians. Valley Heights wins 52-35. Northeast Kansas basketball already showing out here in Dodge City. It's time now for the Riverside Cyclones. Bonds, we got to take off our purple and put on our baby blue.
Let's go.
The Cyclones, as the Cyclones take on Hoxie. This is a 4-5 matchup. The 5-seed Riverside, 21-2 out of the Big 7 League, taking on a 22-1 Hoxie Indian team from the Mid-Continental League. And there's two players from Hoxie to keep our eyes on here today. It's going to be Josie Kennedy from Hoxie, as well as Emily Bainter from Hoxie, two of the big key players, as well as Ella Zur from the Indians. But for the Cyclones, it's all about Taylor Weiser, averaging a double-double, 22-10 as a 6'3 senior. This Riverside Cyclone team, Boz, is trying to make it back-to-back years to a state title.
Yeah, and they've got all the pieces. They've had a fantastic season this year, 21-2. Their only losses on the entire year were to Nemaha Central. Not a bad team in the Big 7 League as well. So they've had a great season. I know they're wanting to cap it off here with a good run through the state tournament. They got to find a way to get through Hoxie tonight. It's going to be a great matchup.
5'4" senior Hallie Studer is back from the knee injury that plagued her a couple weeks ago. Craig Burns in his second year. We got an interview with him. We're going to get that to you now. It's our pregame presented by Kansas Westland University, online at kwu.edu, here on 103.9 FM KNZA. When we come back, starters and tip-off of Riverside and Hoxie, live from Dodge City, Class 2A Girls State Basketball, here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9 KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
And good afternoon, Kansaland. Jake Spaulding hanging out with head coach Craig Burns of the Riverside Lady Cyclones at the 2A State Basketball Tournament in Dodge City. And a fun season for this Riverside Cyclone team. Riverside coming in will be the 5 seed here in this state tournament, 21-2 on the season, taking on a 22-1 Hoxie team. Coach, thanks for taking some time. How are you feeling right now as we head into this state tournament today against Hoxie?
I'm feeling good. If you kind of know the team or follow the team a little bit, we had our starting guard, one of our starting guards, Hallie Studer, go down against Perry LeCompton a week and a half ago or so. It looked like a bad deal. It looked like she might be gone for the season. Once we got information or the MRI and all that stuff, and wasn't no major damage, she was able to start working and trying to get back on the court, and she got back on Thursday. You know, we was struggling against Pleasant Ridge, you know, and we wasn't really pulling away, and I was nervous, and I don't know, something hit me. I was like, well, I'm not going out of here with the bullet in my gun. If I'm gonna go down, I'm taking every last shot that I have. I looked at Allie, and at that time, Abby, one of our other guards, she had like four fouls. She just fouled and got a fourth foul. And my assistant was saying, "Hey, Hallie says she's ready. She's biting at the bit to go in. She's just sitting there, licking her leg, you know, ready." And I looked down. I was like, "We was trying to save her for this championship game." And so I asked her. I said, "You ready?" She said, "Yes, man." She went in, and we went back to old Riverside, you know, back to where we was back in February, early February. And I mean, she just picked up the pace and the defense. And I think just the whole team was just happy to see her to come back and gave them all confidence, really.
How important is it to have that collective group that's got that experience and that vibe together to gel? I mean, you said you saw it in the second half when you put her in. It was instantaneous. How important is it that she's healthy, ready to go back into state?
I think especially at this time, you know, I think the seniors, you know, they've been playing together for so long, especially, you know, she's a leader. I mean, and she gets after it. I mean, on the defensive end, she gets after it, man. I mean, whew, love it. And with the rest of them, too. But, you know, I can just, you know, Hallie can just go out there, get on the ball, and she doesn't foul. I mean, the way she plays. I mean, if you saw her play, you can just, man, she doesn't foul. And she's just so quick and athletic. But I think the team, when we played Monday, you know, it was a little bit lower team, but we felt confident and we was like coming out. But then we knew Pleasant Ridge, they was tough, you know. It was a good team. They was playing good, like you said. And I think some of the seniors, like Taylor, I think she kind of got tensed a little bit because she wasn't playing her normal game for some reason. It's just, I don't know, it was just out of sequence, seemed like. And I think maybe missing Hallie at that time, or kind of Hallie would pick her up, you know, get her going.
Right.
And I think once Hallie came in, I think everybody started relaxing. You know, they was like, whew, you know, like, you know, exhaled, you know, and then say, okay, are we ready to go now? And then they just picked it up and took care of business the rest of the game. So it was great.
Yeah, ended up beating Pleasant Ridge 45-28 in the semifinals. And then, Coach, you take on a Marhill Mounts Academy team that was state ranked. You know, you guys going into that one, state ranked third. They were state ranked eighth, and they won the NEKL. First time they've won a league title since 1985. And you guys go out there, Coach, and you just dominate 56-24 as you go back to back to state for the first time in school history. Just talk to me about that game. You know, what was clicking for you guys in that championship game?
The girls were just ready. I mean, back when we played them at McLeod in the invitation, they came out. They was ready. They came out. They jumped on us and they had us on the ground. I mean, they was hitting threes and just running and playing exciting ball, you know, like we normally do. And we was playing good, you know, too at that time. So they had us down by like 10 or 12 in the second quarter. And we finally woke up in that game, and we came back and we took the lead at halftime. But then after that, we was able to maintain. But, you know, I was up all night worrying about this game, you know, just because the way they could shoot the ball. I mean,
right.
They could knock down threes. So we had to adjust our defense for them. We had to, you know, make sure we stayed close. And I think at one time I called a timeout. I was, you know, the young lady, I think her last name's Cox, she hit a three, and I was like, called a timeout, and I was like making sure our girls were focused on closing out, you know. We
sure
talk about being great. You got to be great at closing out, especially with this three-point line. And I wanted them to make sure that we were staying focused on that. So I think that timeout, and you know, I'm saying some words, you know, not cuss words, but just saying some, you know, saying them very strong, like, hey, you know, we got to focus on closing out. Let's go.
Right.
You know, if not, they're going to come back and knock us out. They got that ability. And seemed like that refocused them, and they started locking down again. We took care of business again.
Now you guys won again, 56-24 in the sub-state title game for that one. Talking with Coach Craig Burns of Riverside, second year at the position, Coach. And you got a great group of kids, and you guys are again, you're making school history in your 2 years here at Riverside. What is it that really is just got that switch flipped for this program right now? I know you're a humble man, but you're doing something right now there.
It all starts with, you know, players. Trinity Jackson, she's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
She came in and stepped in for Hallie, and she averaged 11 points a game the first two games in Substate that she started. Man, I mean, big shout out to her for really stepping up and knocking down shots. She has that ability.
Getting some big minutes and increasing your depth. I mean, this time of the year, if you can increase depth and consistency, man, now's the time of year to have that happening, right?
Yes, and we was trying to through. So, and we needed at the post mainly, but we have a young lady. She's stepping up. She's doing some things and getting better. So it's all happening at the right time. So, you know, we all know that. I've been coaching for a little while as far as this travel ball in high school a little bit as a JV coach and now 2 years as head coach. But it makes it so much easier when you have girls that are athletic and then they buy in. And you put your what you think that is going to work. And I've always thought that, okay, you have to look at your team and then develop your plays or what you want to do from what you have, you know, especially in high school. You don't know what you might get, you know, every year or so pretty much. So, matter of fact, this team just matched up to what I love to do. I like to have pressure defense. I like to, you know, run. And I told them I don't even want to run setup offense. We have our secondary fast break offense. And I told them I just want to run that all night. If we run that all night, then we're going to be successful. I don't even want to get into a half court because, you know, that's when they double team Taylor. It makes it tough. But, you know, I just tell the other ladies, I said, you know, Shaquille O'Neal always talked about the others. You know, he said, you know, with him and Kobe, he said if the others stepped up, then pretty much we're going to take care of business. And that's what they've been doing. We have guard-oriented, and they'll knock down timely threes, you know, and then that kind of loosens up for Taylor. So they help each other out, inside out. So it really helps out the guards and with her inside. You know, knocking down shots.
You guys are taking on a Hoxie team who gets the 4 seed. You know, this 2A state bracket, Coach, looks loaded to me with quality teams, but I know for a fact that there's just leagues that aren't as competitive as what you guys play in the Big 7 league. You're taking on a Hoxie team. You love your defense. They average 61 points a game. What's going to take for you guys to slow down this Hoxie team?
Well, we just got to be on point as far as defensively. And a lot of people last year, you know, I don't know, sometimes I walk around so clueless as a coach. You know, I'm just out there like, hey, let's coach, let's go. You know, just like kind of like Saturday. You know, we was up, but I wasn't really paying attention to the score. I was like, man, these Mar Hill, they can hit threes. I said, we got to stay on top of them. And then my assistants, they started waking me up. They was like, hey, coach, you know, we can start subbing. I'm like, what? You know, I was still in that mode as, hey, keep them from shooting, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't paying attention to the score. But our defense, I don't pay attention. I just say, hey, we like to try to target keeping the teams to 32 points a game. That's what we target as defense for our opponents. And I got that from Mid Buchanan, you know, Rod Elms, the coach there. He would always say, hey, we want to keep teams to 33 points. And I don't know why I took it. Well, I think it was because 8, 8, 8, 8 is 32. You know, I don't think pass that money.
Yeah. But
I figured that 32 target would be good. And once we do that, I said, we can at least get 40 points a game. I hope so.
Sure.
We should be able to win. And that's what we got to do against this team. I've been watching a little bit of it. And they have a young lady. I think her last name's Candy. She's averaging 19.3 game and she looks really skilled, and they have some post players that are looking really tough. So we just got to keep looking at some videos and try to piece it together what we want to do and how we want to attack it. You know, I got something in my mind already, so we'll go there and see if it'll work, see if it'll shut them down
All right, Coach. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time here in our pregame. We've got our pregame timeout. When we come back, we've got opening tip-off of Riverside and Hoxie here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Coach, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Hey, thanks for what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and God bless.
Coach Craig Burns of Riverside. Again, we're back after this two-minute timeout with tip-off and starters from Riverside Hoxie opening round of the 2A state tournament.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Back here in Dodge City, Class 2A. Girls opening round matchup, the 4-5 seed now. Hoxie taking on Riverside. We are doing our introductions at this point here in this ball game, and I think that we're not going to have an anthem, but I'm hanging on just in case we do. We had one of the earlier matchup with Valley Heights and Wichita County. It looks like no anthem this time around, Boz.
Everybody stood up
and it made Boz a little bit confused. That's Boz. I'm Jake. Back in the studios, Captain Kurt Kilman. As we are ready to rock and roll here, Boz. A matchup of the 4-5 here between Riverside and Hoxie. Hoxie gets the 4 seed, 22-1, and Riverside the 5, 21-2. But Boz, throw the records out. We've already seen it. Northeast Kansas League basketball just hits different. And what does Riverside have to do to make them an opportunity or allow them an opportunity to take on local Valley Heights in the semi-round on Friday?
Well, I think for Riverside, things have to go through Taylor Weiser. She's the all-star for that team, averaging 22 points a game, 10 boards, a double-double. She's a fantastic player, had a really, really good season. So she's going to have to get off and running early in this ball game and get some confidence early. Here's the thing with Hoxie. You know, we don't know a ton about this team, but I know that Hoxie historically has had a very, very good program. They've got a couple girls on this team that are going to put up some points. You know, there is a height advantage with Taylor Weiser at 6'3", obviously, but you look at Hoxie at 5'10", 5'8", 5'9", they're going to match up pretty well with Riverside, so I think it's going to be interesting to see if Riverside can take advantage of Taylor Weiser in the paint.
Yeah, no doubt. We got a big matchup here about who's going to be the one that's able to assert their dominance. Hoxie's going to want to shoot the ball from around the perimeter. They're going to want to be able to find some open shots. Similar story to what we heard about Wichita County earlier, yeah. And Valley Heights shut down the outside game for the Indians of Wichita County. Now it's a battle of the Indians from Hoxie. How do they match up against Riverside? Well, they're going to try and take out Taylor Weiser. And that's a tall task, pun intended, because this is a tough matchup. 6'3", senior, 22-10. She went over 1,000 points a season ago. She's north of 1,500 in her career, and she's trying to get the Cyclones underneath second-year head coach Craig Burns back deep pushing here in the river, in the state tournament. I keep wanting to say sub-state, Bob. Sub-state was last week.
That's right.
It's state time.
State tournament.
Here at United Wireless Arena, the site for this one. Our starting lineups now for Riverside, 5'4" senior guard. Good to see Holly Studer out there for the Cyclones, 6 points. 5 assists a game. She wears number 0. 5'4" senior, 7 points a game. Abby O'Grady, she wears number 2. 5'2" sophomore guard, averaging 7 points, 3 assists a game. It'd be Nyla Duncan, she wears 22. A 5'9" sophomore, Ella Weisler, wearing number 21. And then the girl we've talked a lot about, the 6'3" senior post, 22-10, Taylor Weiser, wearing number 20. For Hoxie, they're coached by Easton Slipke, 5'9" junior Emily Painter. She wears number 2. The player that we're looking for from Hoxie is she's going to be matched up a lot tonight against Taylor Weiser. Also for Hoxie, a 5'6" sophomore, Avery Bach wearing number 3. A 5'10" freshman, Kendall Ballman, she replaces 5'10" senior Kinley Rogers because of an injury. She wears number 14. Ella Zarr, a 5'8" senior, wearing number 13. And then at point guard, 5'5" senior Josie Kennedy, she looks to score a lot for the Indians. It'll be Bainter and Weiser in the center tip circle. The official blows the whistle. There's the tip, and we're underway, and we start with a tip won by Riverside. Boz, look back court violation.
That doesn't happen very often, but tip went into the front court, pass into the back court.
So a turnover on Riverside to start this ball game. Hoxie with the basketball, dribble by Josie Kennedy. Gives it nice pass down low, and a bucket is up and through by Emily Bainter. She's fouled by Nyla Duncan, and just like that, 10 seconds in, Duncan gets her first foul, and Bainter has her first bucket. And an and-one opportunity here for the junior forward. Free throw is good, and Bainter's got 3. Riverside down by that much. It's 7:45 to go here in the first. Weiser over to Weiser on the right wing. Now near side it comes, Abby O'Grady. Riverside moving right to left in their road black and baby blue uniforms. Down low to Taylor. Weiser gets around her defender, steps underneath the basket, misses the bunny. Rebound ripped down by Ella Zarr for Hoxie. Bainter into the front court, guarded by Duncan. Weiser's guarding Ballman in a zone here defensively to start off for Riverside. Top of the key, Bainter with a right-handed dribble, dissects the defense, and Duncan gets in there and ties it up. It'll be a jump ball. Possession stays with Hoxie.
Yeah, both teams just trying to kind of feel themselves out a little bit, figure out what both teams are doing defensively. Obviously, Riverside going right inside to Taylor Weiser, just wasn't able to get the finish.
Triggering it in here will be Avery Mock, a 5'6 sophomore. Back find to Bainter. Her shot, no. Rebound ripped down by Bainter. She hits the deck, and it should be a travel, and it will be on Hoxie's sophomore, or check that, junior forward. And you're seeing earlier that Coach Slipke is wanting to find the rock to Emily Bainter.
Yeah, she's very aggressive. We've just, in the first couple minutes of this ball game, first minute, actually, they've gone to her twice.
Duder into the front court, out to Weisler for Riverside. Now Duncan on the right wing. Entry pass down low to Taylor Weiser. Out to Studer. Howdy, how about you? Good to see you on the floor. Number 0 with a triple.
Well, I think that's going to be a big part of this game offensively for Riverside. Obviously, Hoxie's focusing on Weiser inside. That inside-out game is going to be huge.
Hoxie's got it on the left wing. We're tied at 3. And we've got a 3-second violation on Hoxie. Their second turnover of the ball game. 6:36 to go in the first. Locked in at 3 apiece. Weiser has 2 touches, Boz, 1 shot on the night. But as you mentioned, that inside-out game is going to be huge here tonight.
Yeah, Hockey's going to try to double-team inside against Weiser, so she's going to have somebody open. She's a good passer.
And a travel here by Nyla Duncan as she got caught. A double-team came, and the sophomore turns it over. 6:25 to go here in the opening quarter. 3-3 is our score. Hoxie with the basketball across the timeline. Josie Kennedy gives it off to Avery Mock. Now in the left corner it goes to Emily Bainter. Bainter now passes it off to Mock, left wing. Dribble handoff to Josie Kennedy, drives right lane line. Over Weiser, shot missed. But Bainter's got the offensive rebound, makes some space and a shot, no. But she's fouled, and that will be 2 shots for Emily Bainter. And that's going to be on Taylor Weiser, her first, team second.
Yeah, Bainter is very, very active on the glass. That's her second offensive board early in this ballgame.
First toss from Bainter is good. She's got all 4 for Hoxie. Indians have yet to have anybody else even attempt a shot here tonight. One more free throw here. It's under 6 minutes to go in the quarter. That one too strong. Rebound ripped down by Taylor Weiser. And that's what's impressive about her as well, Boss. She can handle the basketball.
Yeah, she's not just a 6'3 person that sits in the paint. She can come out on the perimeter. She can handle the ball. She can really do anything she wants to.
Entry pass from Duncan to Weiser into the corner to Weisler. And she throws it away into the awaiting arms of Josie Kennedy. Turnover number 3 on the Cyclones. Kennedy's layup is good. 6-3, Hoxie. 5.5 to go here in the first. Duncan brings it across the timeline for Riverside. Nice entry down low to Taylor Weiser. Taylor spins in the lane, cuts the basket and the foul. She's just too much to handle down low when you get one-on-one.
Well, the one thing with Taylor Weiser is she can go either direction to her right hand, left hand. Her footwork is really good. That time she faked to the middle, drops to baseline, able to finish.
57% free throw shooter, misses the first, but Nyla Duncan with the rebound, put back, no. Rebound ripped down by Emily Weiser, though, or Ella Weiser, excuse me, and she loses the handle out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Riverside. But count the offensive rebound by Nyla Duncan, boss, 5 foot two, gets that offensive rebound for the Cyclones.
Yeah, off the free throw. Nobody really boxed her out. She went after and got the offensive board.
Oxy with it, up by one, 5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Bainter. Drives right lane line, dishes it out to Mock. She'll try to drive baseline, but can't get around Abby O'Grady, and O'Grady will pick up the personal. Her first, team's third, though. 5:01 to go. Craig Burns, second-year coach, does a great job of just doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low on that sideline. Standing up right now and having a conversation with the official. Baseline drive cut off nicely there by Abby O'Grady. Down low, shot rejected by Taylor Weiser. Weiser will handle it across the timeline now. Skips it left wing. Abby O'Grady head fakes on a three, but she's stuffed with her feet. Riverside got five turnovers now on Riverside.
Yeah, maybe just a little nerves early in this ball game, just trying to get settled down. What was interesting, last possession, Hoxie went right inside to the post. Taylor Weiser's got one foul already. They went right at her, but Taylor did a nice job just going straight up and down and got the block.
I mean, Kendall Ballman's 5'10", Boz, but she looks like she's 5'5", as she's trying to post up Weiser right now. Three on the way by Hoxie is short. Rebound ripped down by, guess who, Taylor Weiser. Taylor will stroll for Riverside, gives it off to Nyla Duncan straight away. Head fakes on a three. Weiser will elevate from 18. That's too strong. Rebound ripped down by Ella Czar for Hoxie. 6-5, Indians leading the Cyclones, 4:12 to go in the first. Left wing, head faking on a three is Czar. Gives it off to Boehner. Has her pocket picked by O'Grady, but picked up by Hoxie. Three in the corner, that's in and out. Rebound, Nyla Duncan for Riverside. Duncan's got a couple boards here early on. Nyla will bring it across the timeline. Needs some help now as she loses her dribble. Gives it off to Taylor between the rings. Weiser, left wing now to Abby O'Grady, end of the corner to Ella Whistler. Down low it goes to Taylor Weiser, spins against her defender, shot no, but she's fouled, and will go to the line for two.
Well, we mentioned how Taylor Weiser, she can go either direction. That time she caught the ball on the right block. She acted like she was going to go to the middle to her right hand, but she drop step, really nice move back to the baseline.
Two shots here for Taylor Weiser. That foul is called on Ella Czar, her first. First one off the back heel. She's now 0 for 2. Again, just a 57% foul shooter. So if you're Hoxie, you're okay with that. You're putting her out the line.
Yeah, watching her in pregame, she's going to make her free throw. She's got a really nice shot. She doesn't mind shooting outside the paint. So I'd expect her to knock down some free throws. She's got to make the first one.
Second one is true, as if Coach Boz was in her ear right there.
Just make the first one, get a feel for it.
Tied at six now, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Down low it goes, Boehner. This is the matchup we were excited to see. Boehner on Weiser. Boehner has to kick it out into the game for the first time. Allie Gurley for Hoxie. Gurley now in the right corner it goes. Three on the way, too strong. Rebound backside by Taylor Weiser. And here come the Cyclones looking to take their first lead of the game. Eyes are out to Duncan. Nyla, oh.
That was a little quick whistle. I didn't think she traveled.
The way she shuffled her feet. Turnover number seven.
Six. I had it six. I'm going to go with mine.
Yeah, I trust you better than me. That's six on Riverside. Hoxie with it into the front court. It's off to London Schultz. And back to Boehner. Now in the right corner it comes. Schultz will fire from 18. No. Rebound ripped down. Hallie Studer for the Cyclones. Riverside tied up at six, and then throwing it away is Suter. That's turnover number seven. Into the front court, here comes Kennedy. Josie, layup, no. They say it's on the floor. And that'll be the fourth team foul on the Cyclones. It'll be on Hallie Suter, her first. O'Grady with one, Suter with one, Weiser with one, and Duncan all with one for Riverside. Oxy to trigger it in. Boehner straight away, three on the way, too strong. Rebound ripped down by Taylor Weiser. You keeping individual rebounds there, buddy?
Not yet, but we're going to get some quarter statistics here at state tournament. They provide those.
How about Taylor Weiser going coast to coast, Boz, and giving the Cyclones their first lead now of 8-6.
Boy, such a big advantage when you're 6'3 post. Doesn't have to make an outlet. She can just bring the ball down the floor herself, and that's a tough guard for the defense coming out and defending her on the perimeter.
She's got 5 of the 8 for Riverside. Oxy into the lane. Baseline drive now by Schiltz. Her pass taken away by Suter. Hallie now across the timeline looking for Taylor down low. Weiser just going to work with the left hand. She's got 7. And it's a 10-6 lead for Riverside. Boz with a 7-3 run.
Yeah, we mentioned it. Taylor Weiser, you can't really, she doesn't do one better than the other, right hand or left hand. So as a defensive player, you can't overplay one side. Makes it really, really tough.
And a turnover here on Hoxie, back-to-back possession with a turnover. Does Coach Whitney call timeout? No, he does not. 10-6, but the momentum favoring the Cyclones right now is Coach Burns is saying, hey, we're good. Keep this rhythm flowing.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. They're getting paint touches. They're getting the ball inside. I would look for Hoxie now. They did switch defense. Right now they're in a 2-3 zone.
Trying to pack it in against Weiser. Down low they go, do the cycle to Taylor, inside out, Hallie Suter straight away, 3 off the back rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Hoxie's Josie Kennedy, and she looks to push up the court, into the corner to Avery Bach. Now off to Bainter, here's Emily, drives in the lane, kicks out, shuffles the feet, and a travel here by Hoxie. Boss, 3 straight possessions, Hoxie's turned it over.
Yeah, that's 5 turnovers, 3 in the last 3 possessions. They're a little rattled offensively, great job by Riverside with their defense, really pushing their offensive players from Hoxie outside the perimeter.
Into the game, Trinity Jackson for Riverside. Boss, Coach Burns could not speak highly enough about Trinity Jackson's minutes when Hallie Suter was out with the injury, and she's earned herself plenty of minutes here now for the state game. Entry pass to Weiser, too high. Turnover number 8 now on Riverside. Kennedy into the front court. 3 straight possessions with a turnover for Hoxie. This Riverside defense is definitely turning it up. Now 40 seconds left here in this first quarter. 10-6, the Riverside advantage. Here's a shot up and missed by Kennedy, and Weiser brings it down. Up to Suter. Hallie can't hang on to it, and it's a turnover now number 9 on Riverside. Is that right?
It is.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Number 9.
I want to make sure.
Gritting my teeth like, oh, dang it. The thing is, you know, Riverside, 9 turnovers. We still got about 30 seconds left here in the first quarter, but that's something if you're Coach Burns, you got to take care of the ball.
20 seconds to go. Hoxie with the basketball. Into the right corner it goes to Kennedy. Gives it off to Mock. Tries to drive baseline but cut off. Now Gourley, top of the key. Back to Kennedy on the right wing. Gourley, hand off. 3 on the way. That's short. 5 seconds to go. Here's Suter. Now 2 seconds. Hallie from half court. A heave. It's good! Hallie Suter from half court. It's her second 3 of the game, and it's 13-6. Riverside with the advantage. We go to second quarter action. The Cyclones on an extended now 10-3 run as we head to quarter number 2. We're back in 60 seconds to Dodge here on 103.9 KMZA.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Dodge City, it's Class 2A Girls opening round state tournament. Riverside up 13-6 currently on a 10-3 run out of the quarter timeout with the basketball. Trinity Jackson for three. No, that's short. Rebound ripped down by Hoxie. Allie Gourley. Hoxie moving left to right. Riverside right to left on your dial. Hoxie has it in the front court. Gourley gives it off now to Ella Zard. Now back to Emily Bainter. Resetting your lineups here for Riverside. For the Cyclones, it's Nyla Duncan. Hallie Studer, three on the way by Hoxie, too strong. Bainter gets the offensive rebound, hits the deck, and gives it off to Mock. Mock, right lane line drive, layup is good. Her first points of the game for Riverside. It's Nyla Duncan on the floor with Taylor Weiser, Trinity Jackson, Hallie Studer, and Abby O'Grady. Here's Taylor Weiser, has seven in the game. Make it nine. Bob's making it look easy.
Boy, that's such a tough catch, too. The pass was to the baseline side, a little bit high. Taylor had to go after it. She landed off balance. But her footwork is so good, she was able to regain her composure and put it up for two.
Here's an aggressive baseline drive, and Duncan just picked up her second foul for Riverside as Josie Kennedy will go to the line for two. 7-point Riverside lead. And with Nyla Duncan picking up that second foul, I'm guessing Coach Burns will probably trot back in Ella Whistler here in just a little bit. Kennedy makes the first, earns the second. Well, I guess she doesn't earn the second. She gets you.
Got it automatically.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Make it or miss it, you're still getting it. Second one, in and out. Rebound, Taylor Weiser for Riverside. Got quite a few rebounds already here in this ballgame. We'll get you that number here in just a second. Weiser, top of the key right now. Looking at this zone defense by Hoxie, trying to find a way to slow down. Taylor Weiser down low to Trinity Jackson on the baseline. Steps through a defender off the net. She tried to throw that one up and went almost reverse through the goal.
The wrong way through the goal.
Does it count if you go up under it and then come back down?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay. How about an offensive foul here, though, for Hoxie as Kendall Ballman tries to set the screen, and an offensive foul will be called, turnover on Hoxie. And as anticipated, Ella Whistler will check in for Nyla Duncan. Whistler, a 5'9" sophomore, replacing Duncan. Trinity Jackson stays on the floor for the Cyclones. She triggers it in, does Jackson to O'Grady, and Abby off to Studer. Here comes an offensive set against this zone. Hallie Studer in the corner, down low to Whistler. Takes an aggressive to the basket, count the basket, and a foul.
You know, Whistler did a really nice job. She caught the ball on the paint. A little shot fake, was able to get herself better position, took it up strong, and drew the foul.
And one opportunity is converted by Ella Whistler, and it's an 18-9 lead, largest lead of the game now for Riverside is 9. Into the front court, Hoxie. It's Bainter to the right elbow, and a travel. Back-to-back possessions with a turnover, and Coach Lipke needs a timeout. Riverside up 18-9, 6:02 to go in the first half. We're back after 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 5 decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Grainbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Grainbelt Insurance. Online at GrainBeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
KNZA.
out of the Hoxie timeout. Riverside with the basketball. Taylor Weiser already in this game, Buzz, has 9 points and 7 rebounds. Double-double on average. Well, she almost has that in the first half. Riverside breaks the pressure. Out to Taylor. Weiser drives baseline. Cut off there. Out to Abby O'Grady. Head fakes on a three. Needs help. Finds Whistler in the lane. Out now to Trinity Jackson. Keeps her dribble. Needs help now. Caught between the rings. Left wing it goes to O'Grady. Entry pass taken away by Hoxie's Avery Mock. Turnover number 10 on Riverside.
Yeah, that pass was the right pass. Trying to get it inside. It was just a second too late. Hoxie's always coming from the backside, moving towards the ball. They were able to get the steal.
In the end, on the offense, on the front court here, as Josie Kennedy trying to drive on Hallie Studer, but goes nowhere. Kicks it out. Gets it back now, does Kennedy on the right wing. Now Mock, down low it goes. London Schilt, and a back cut that time by Ella Czar. Great find, and a bucket by Czar. Breaks this run by Riverside.
Yeah, really good pass that time in the paint. She had nowhere to go, and that help side, backside defense didn't rotate down, and so there was a player wide open on the block.
Riverside breaks pressure, and here's a reach and foul on Hoxie. Avery Mock charged with that one. Checking into the game for the first time for the Cyclones, replacing Abby O'Grady, will be Ebony Alvarez, a 5'5" sophomore. Studer will trigger it in, gets it into Taylor Weiser on the baseline. Back out to Hallie in the corner, top of the key, Jackson. Drives right lane line, absorbs contact, shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Boehner for Hoxie. Indians into the front court now. Outside it's Josie Kennedy. Down low to Boehner around Weiser, who swept it away. Boz, that's her second block of the night.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tough one for Boehner. She's got to know, I get it, being aggressive and going at Weiser, but
Taylor just picked up her second foul, and Coach Burns not quite agreeing with that one. As Taylor Weiser drives right lane line and picks up her second on the charge. Turnover number 11 on Riverside.
Big possession for Hoxie right here. See if they can get some offense going and trim into this lead, trade them by 7.
Cyclones up by 7, as Boz just mentioned. And an offensive foul here on Hoxie. Moving screen. They're going to get Josie Kennedy with that one. Her first foul, team's fourth. The 4 fouls on Hoxie. Just 2 on Riverside. And Weiser stays on the floor, Boz, with those 2 fouls.
Yeah, it just shows a lot of trust. Obviously, Coach Burns puts in Taylor Weiser to be smart.
Studer across the timeline, off to Jackson. Back to Studer in the corner, thought about a 3, now back to Trinity. They'll reset offense with Alvarez between the rings. Into the right corner it goes. Studer into Weiser, out to Jackson. She'll fire a right wing 3, in and out. Rebound ripped down by Hoxie's Silk, and here they go. Across the timeline with Kennedy. Crosses over Studer, into the lane, kicks it into the right corner now to Mock. Top of the key, Gourley. He's swinging around the horn, man-to-man defense, and Whistler, nearly gets a steal. 3 ball picked up, 3 on the way by Mock, no good, too strong. Rebound by Hallie Studer for the Cyclone.
Yeah, the last couple of possessions, Hoxie's gone just solely to a 2-3 zone. They're really collapsing on Taylor Weiser.
Weiser into the lane, has her pocket picked, and a turnover number 12 now on Riverside. Hoxie looking to run and hitting the deck, and I don't know, that had to have been either a foul or a travel. Either way, a whistle wasn't blown. Hoxie has it still. Into the corner it goes to Schilt. And pass taken away by Hallie Studer, so ball don't lie.
Yeah, it ended up working out the right way, but I agree. It could have been a travel. Now a blocking foul against Hoxie.
Hallie Studer was trying to drive across the timeline. That should be the 15th foul. And it'll be 2 shots coming here for Hallie Studer. Shooter around a 63% foul shooter here on the season. Her first attempts of the night. 2:54 to go in the first half. 18-11 Riverside leading Hoxie. Not a whole lot of scoring here in this second quarter as Shooter misses the first. One more free throw coming. I mean, it's still a 7-point advantage for Riverside. Both teams scoring 5 points, but we've got 6-plus minutes, only 10 points combined scored.
Yeah, both teams having a little bit of trouble taking care of the ball. Turnovers kind of starting to mount up a little bit.
So making the second free throw, Abby O'Grady will check in for Trinity Jackson. So it's Studer, O'Grady, Alvarez, Whistler, and Weiser for Riverside. And the Cyclone fans come to life, cheering for some defense here in this 2A state tournament opening round game between the 4-5 matchup, Hoxie and Riverside. Kennedy has it on the right wing, top of the key now to Schilt. Left wing to Painter. She's been quiet here in the second quarter. Three on the way here by Gorley. That's good. Hoxie's first three of the game comes from Allie Gorley, the sophomore. And it's a 5-point contest, Riverside with the lead and the basketball.
It was a ball screen there, and the defender went under the screen. We saw that in the first game just a little while ago. Defenders can't go under those screens with such good shooters on the perimeter.
Aggressive take by Whistler, and she misses the shot too strong. Rebound ripped down backside by London Schultz, the junior. And Hoxie with a bucket here could have momentum completely shift in their favor. Boehner, right lane line drive, but she traveled with it. And a big defensive stop there by the Cyclones.
Yeah, Cyclones got to get something going offensively. Coach Burns going to talk about it.
60-second timeout. It's 19-14 Riverside. 1:54 to go until the Highland Community College halftime report. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmers State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Out of the timeout, it's a turnover by Riverside. Hoxie with a steal, and the Cyclones up by five, but with their 13th turnover here in the first half. Hoxie with the basketball. Left wing it goes to Boehner. She skips it into the right corner now to Kennedy. Riverside has Whistler, Weiser, O'Grady, Studer, and Nyla Duncan back in for the Cyclones. Weiser and Duncan each with two fouls. Man-to-man defense here by Riverside. Hoxie finds down low, and a back cut ball deflected and still free, but picked up by Hoxie. Trying to find Schultz on the block.
And Riverside doing a really nice job. Good defensive possession, but then a foul by Riverside.
Going to go against Abby O'Grady, and that's going to be her second. So you got O'Grady with two, Weiser with two, and Whistler. Check that. Duncan with two. 101 to go in the half. 19-14 Cyclones with the lead over Hoxie. Kennedy to trigger it in. Underneath her own basket, gets it in the czar. Now back to Josie. Looking to drive baseline on Nyla Duncan, but she's cut off. And Duncan, that great defense right there, just forced a turnover. Hoxie was caught in the corner, Boz. Nyla Duncan, she stands 5'2", but man, her defensive presence is impressive.
Yeah, doing a really nice job pressuring the ball handlers, and that's a tough matchup. Josie Kennedy for Hoxie, really good ball handler, but Nyla is doing a really good job just keeping her off balance a little bit.
I got Hoxie with 10 turnovers, Boz. I need your confirmation on that.
10. You're right.
Woo! Down low here's Riverside. Finally able to find Taylor Weiser. She's been quiet here for the latter couple minutes of this second quarter, but she's got 11 now in the game. 30 seconds to go in the half. They're up by 7 are the Cyclones. Come on, Doniphan County, we want to hear you out here in Dodge, the local fans out here in Dodge City, to their feet. 20 seconds to go in the half. Baseline drive. Boehner kicks into the corner. Three on the way. no good. Rebound, Bader for Hoxie. Her putback with 10 seconds. Still now another offensive rebound and a foul as London Schultz will go to the line for two with 8.1 left on the clock.
Yeah, and that was tough because Taylor Weiser, she had to sprint out to the perimeter to contest the three-point shot, so really there wasn't any size underneath for Riverside to get that rebound.
Foul on Ella Whistler. That's her first two shots here for London Schultz, the junior. Not yet in the score column, and that will continue as she misses the first. You're the Cyclones. Up by seven. Coach is going to bring Trinity Jackson back in to replace Taylor Weiser, and I like this decision here.
Yeah.
Got two. Don't let her pick up a third right before the end of the half. Dilton's second toss is good. Jackson to trigger it in, gets it into Studer. Hallie had a half-court heave at the end of the first. 5 seconds to go. She crossed the timeline. Now Jackson, 2 seconds. Trinity's shot partially blocked and they reached halftime. Riverside 21, Hoxie 15. The quarter that was won by Hoxie. 21-15, your halftime score. After this two-minute break, we've got our Highland Community College halftime report live from Dodge City. You're on 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Riverbend Ag Services, locally owned and operated in Wathena, Kansas. A leader in innovation and tailored agronomy solutions. They specialize in custom applied and direct fertilizer, anhydrous, crop protection, and consulting. Contact Riverbend Ag Services of Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Are you overdue for a car cleaning? Then stop by the Washina Car Wash, where they have both automatic and self-serve car wash options. And if the inside of your car needs cleaning, they have vacuums available too. And if you're hungry, check out the vending machines. The Washina Car Wash in Wathena, Kansas.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Show here live from Dodge City, 2A girls opening state basketball round. And it's Riverside with the lead 21-15, the 5 seed leading the 4 seed Hoxie here in this one. And when you tell me ahead of time, Bonds, that 21-2 is going to get you the 5 seed out of 18, I mean, it's a loaded state bracket. And this game's been a good one so far. Riverside up by 6 here at the break.
Yeah, I remember when the state brackets came out, I remember you and I looking at it thinking, oh, my goodness, this state is absolutely stacked. A lot of teams that were undefeated or one-loss teams. I mean, Riverside only has 2 losses, picking up the 5 seed. So incredibly tough state tournament here. But you know what? I really like what Riverside did in that first half. They were a little nervous, I think, to start out, maybe just some jitters. But once they finally got settled in, things were going for them. They just got to take care of the ball a little bit, a little more turnovers than you'd like to see. Riverside had 13 in the first half, and a lot of those just unforced turnovers, you know, just shuffling the pivot foot, throwing the ball too high, too low, things that you can correct when you really focus on them in the second half.
Leading the way for the Cyclones, none other than Taylor Weiser. She's got 11, 7 for Hallie Studer, and 3 for Ella Whistler in the first half for Riverside. lead the way for Hoxie. Pretty balanced here in the first half as Emily Boehner has four, three each for Allie Gourley and Josie Kennedy, 2 points each for Avery Mock, and two for Ella Czar, and one for London Shilks. What other statistics stick out to you in that first half, buddy?
Well, we talked a little bit about the turnovers. You know, Riverside, they've got a six-point lead in this ball game, but turning the ball over 13 times, you can't give your opponent that many opportunities at the basket. Rebounds are equal, 14 apiece. The one thing that Riverside needs to do a little better job in the second half, eliminating some of the offensive rebounds from Hoxie. They had five offensive boards there in the first half. And really, defensively, they've done a really nice job. I mean, you hold a team to 15 points in the entire first half. That's a good defensive stand in the first half. So I think for Riverside, they just got to continue to find ways to go at Taylor Weiser. And Hoxie, they're a good team. They adjusted from their man. They went to a 2-3 zone, really packing in that zone on Taylor so she's not getting as many clean looks inside. I think a huge factor is going to be when Taylor Weiser kicks it out. Can Riverside guard step up and knock down some of those uncontested shots?
Big time statistic to look for is the outside perimeter shooting in this second half, because I think you're right. Hoxie's going to just collapse on Weiser as they did majority of that second quarter into halftime. And if Weiser's got no space down low, somebody's got to step up to loosen up that defense. That's a massive key for the Cyclones if they're trying to make it to Friday. And that, you know, we already know who their opponent will be. It'll be local team, Valley Heights, Lady Mustangs, 8 seed, knock off top seed of Wichita County earlier today, 52-35. Can we have a battle of Northeast Kansas?
Let's go.
We'll have to see. Riverside, second half action. Boz, finally, before we get to our break, just tell me, you mentioned the keys to get Weiser kind of going. What do they got to do defensively against this Hoxie team?
Well, I think they did a really nice job defensively. They just need to stay with their man-to-man pressure. They're making Hoxie uncomfortable. They're forcing their perimeter players way beyond the three-point line offensively, and that is always going to be a good thing for you. They've got to eliminate some fouls and the downhill drives. Taylor Weiser got in a little bit of trouble there with those two fouls on allowing some dribble penetration to the inside. And then clean up the boards. Secure those defensive boards. Don't give Hoxie any other opportunities at the basket.
Highland Community College, proud to sponsor our halftime show, highlandcc.edu. Your first half stats were presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service and Schlegel's Tax Prep and Accounting in Whiting. And Holton Tax Service, see Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison. Courtney Brockhoff and Jacob Yinks up in Whiting. Our timeouts have been presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Boz, have you gotten the Schlegel's Popcorn combo yet that we talked about?
I haven't, but I'm going to.
Got
I'm going to get a jalapeno and a cheddar.
And make,
I'm going to throw them together for a little jalapeno cheddar popcorn.
Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Second action coming at you next. Riverside leading at 21-15. We're back here with second half to 2A Dodge State Girls Tournament here on the local Sports Authority of Northeast Kansas. FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Needing a custom shirt design and wanting to shop local? Then be sure to contact Annie Jensen with Dreamy Designs. We offer embroidery and screen printing for businesses, schools, or individual orders. Be sure to stop in and see us to see how we can help you with your custom design. Dreamy Designs is located at 311 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. You can also give us a call at 785-850-0024. Thank you, Riverside, for your continued support of our business, and best of luck to the Lady Cyclones.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here for second half action here live in Dodge City. Thanks, Spalding, alongside Chris Boswell, Kurt Kilman back in the studios. We begin second half action now as Riverside leading Hoxie 21-15 in this 4-5 matchup. The ever-important start to this third quarter for both of these squads to try and get something rolling here. And it looks like we've got a stoppage already. 9 seconds in, a foul on Riverside.
Yeah, Hoxie right out of half to start the third quarter. They ran a little elevator screen, and defensively, Abby O'Grady tried to get through the screen and just ran over Emily Bainter.
That's her third personal foul. She stays in the game with those three fouls. And Bainter, an easy bunny, but she missed it on the entry pass. Duncan falls onto the ground. Ball still loose, now picked up by the Indians. Hoxie gets it to Josie Kennedy. Now entry pass down low, and Tyler Weiser just picked up her third foul. So we're not even a minute into this second half, Boz, and both Taylor Weiser and Abby O'Grady each picking up their third foul.
Yeah, this foul situation could be, you know, big trouble for Riverside as this game progresses.
Entry pass comes in, and Ella Whiffer nearly takes it away for the Cyclones. Here's Bainter, cross court, nice swat that time by Taylor Weiser, and a rebound. No shot, says the official, a travel by Hoxie. We turn over number 11 in the game.
12.
I'm always off.
12. All right, I'll get you.
Riverside now following the Hoxie turnover, has it in the backcourt. Full court pressure being applied here by the Indians.
Well, 2-2-1, full court pressure, just trying to slow Riverside down a little bit.
Nyla Duncan's pass nearly taken away, but it's picked up by Studer. Now down to Whistler. Ella on the baseline. Tries to kick it out to Duncan, and that ball is coming down towards us. Out of play, it'll be a turnover on the Cyclones.
15.
So they're 15 and 14. Everything's off by one. Why don't you get up and help Nyla out right there? The ball came rolling underneath the table.
I was that worried correcting you. I focused on what you were doing.
All right. 7:14 to go here in the third quarter, Bosch. Just 46 seconds into the second half. And again, two players on the floor for the Cyclones, each with three fouls. One of them, Taylor Weiser. Hoxie, the right elbow shot by Mock is missed. Duncan collects the rebound for Riverside. 1 minute gone by, no points either side as the Cyclones break the timeline. Nyla Duncan has it on the right wing. Into the corner it goes to Studer. Her pass entry to Weiser is too strong, and it's a turnover on Riverside. Number 16.
Riverside really looking for Weiser.
And a three by Czar on the other end, and it's 21-18. Riverside's never trailed in this game. Largest lead was 9. And they try to find Weiser again. Another turnover on the Cyclones. That's 17 in the game. Into the corner. Three on the way by Mock. That's no good. Rebound ripped down by Bowman. straightaway three, this time by Czar. That's short. Rebound by O'Grady, and the Cyclones avoid disaster.
Yeah, that could have been a really big turning point in this game, giving up a couple offensive boards.
Allie Studer drives into the lane, kicks into the corner. O'Grady back to Studer. Duncan on the left wing. She'll fire a three. In!
Well, a big-time shot from Duncan. Just stepped into that three. Nice and smooth. Didn't hesitate.
Huge bucket for the Cyclones. They needed it and got it from their sophomore guard, Nyla Duncan. 24-18. Into the lane. It goes out now to Mock. She'll drive down the right lane line, kick in the corner to Boehner. Down low and Ballman. And we got a jump ball. Possession will go to Riverside.
Well, every time the ball goes inside, Taylor Weiser defending the post, she's really conscientious right now about getting her arm straight up and backwards almost.
I mean, are you surprised that Coach Burns right now hasn't taken her out with those three fouls, 5:38 to go in the third?
If I was in those shoes, I probably would have her on the bench right now.
Duncan's got it in the backcourt. Full court pressure here by Hoxie. And Trinity Jackson still in the backcourt. Coach going to have to call timeout maybe. They do get it across, maybe a second to spare. Now Duncan into the front court, into the corner to Abby O'Grady. She's stuck in the corner, needs help. Still in the corner, and a skip pass trying to find Duncan and Nyla. She picked up her third. So Nyla with three. Taylor Weiser with three, and Abby O'Grady with three for Riverside.
And, you know, we talked about the turnovers in the first half being a problem. We are barely 3 minutes into the third quarter. Riverside's got five more, so they're at 18 for the game, having a really hard time getting their offense settled down.
Wallman for Hoxie. Top of the key to Boehner. Now it's Josie Kennedy from the elbow. No. Taylor Weiser with the rebound. Gets the outlet to Duncan, who double dribbles. 19 turnovers now. Weiser wisely goes up and just a little hand there, a little high five to Nyla. Says, hey, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Let's go. Just get your head right.
I mean, 3.5 minutes have gone off the clock, and we're at the same separation we were at halftime. But it sure seemed like Hoxie was kind of rolling here in the third quarter. Defense needs to be good here for Riverside. Great shot by Taylor Weiser, affecting the shot without fouling. Got it in the backcourt, picks up her dribble, needs help, finds Abby O'Grady. Now to Trinity Jackson at the right elbow, into the right corner, baseline drive by Hallie Studer, and a foul. First foul on Hoxie here in the third.
Well, it's awfully nice. We mentioned in the first half when Taylor Weiser gets the defensive rebound, she's able to advance the ball down the court and not let the defense get set. Good outlet, a good pressure release to have her. She can throw over the top of anybody to break that pressure.
Second foul on Ella Czar for Hoxie. Studer to trigger it in. Straight away, Abby O'Grady now right wing to Nyla Duncan. She'll step into a three. That's short. Fight for the rebound. O'Grady's got her foot on it. Oh, she slides on the ground. A jump ball. Possession will go to Hoxie.
Well, that could have been a little ugly.
Yeah.
Abby O'Grady kind of was knelt down on the ball, and a Hoxie player came in and kind of flipped her over. If her leg would have got stuck, that could have been bad.
Hoxie with the basketball following the alternate possession. We're not going to count that as a turnover. That's a loose ball.
Yep.
But 19 turnovers in the game for Riverside. Hoxie with it, into the front court now. It's Boehner, top of the key, kicks it right wing now. Josie Kennedy gets it near side to Emily Boehner. Boehner guarded by Duncan with those three fouls. Back cut, entry pass to Kennedy, or turnaround Jay is good.
And that was almost a really good play that time by Hallie Studer. She rotated on the backside. She was just a second too late.
Entry down low to Taylor Weiser. Her first shot in the second half. Cannot get it to drop, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Her first shot attempt, Fonz, and it took 5 minutes and 13 seconds for her to get a touch.
Yeah, well, Hoxie's done a really nice job. They're collapsing that 2-3 zone. They've got a girl in front and behind Taylor Weiser, so the opportunities to enter into the post are few and far between.
First free throw from Taylor is short. Math's hard sometimes. I said 5:13, then 4:13.
I kind of had that in my mind, but I wasn't going to say
anything. You can correct me. It's all right. Second free throw here from Riverside. Weiser got it. All right. She's got 12 in the game now. Got to get more paint touches on the offensive end.
She does. It's just, like I said, Hoxie's making it really difficult. They're doing a nice job with their game plan, not allowing her those paint touches.
25-20 your score, 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Hoxie with the basketball, down by five. There's a loose ball picked up by Painter. She goes middle of the lane. Scoop shot, no. It goes out of bounds off Riverside. It'll stay with the Indians.
Yeah, and you can see Hoxie trying to be a little more aggressive going at Taylor Weiser. Taylor is very smart, though. She's not really trying to block anything. She's just standing straight up and down.
How difficult is that as a high school athlete?
Well, it's hard because she's used to going after those.
Long two here by Emily Painter is good. And this game is now a three-point game. Nyla Duncan, baseball pass up the court. Now to Weiser. Over to Trinity Jackson. Baseline drive. Floater. No. Rebound to Hoxie. They can tie this game with a three for the first time since it was 0-0. Baseline drive by Kennedy. Kicks in the corner. Three on the way by Gourley. Too strong and a foul underneath by Kendall Ballman. Going for the rebound. She shoves Nyla Duncan in the back.
And it's a little awkward here in this third quarter. It just feels a little disjointed for Riverside. They're just not able to get anything going. They've had a couple clean looks, but other than that, Hoxie's made it really hard for them offensively in the third quarter.
3 minutes even to go in the third frame. 25-22 Riverside with the lead, but it's a 7-4 advantage in the quarter for Hoxie. Up the court, Duncan into the corner. O'Grady a three. They need it. They got it. Abby O'Grady's first bucket of the game.
Boy, Nyla Duncan, that was a fantastic pass. She thought about shooting it, but she took one more pass, that extra pass to the open shooter.
Now down low, here comes Hoxie to Schilt, near side. Zahar's already hit 1-3, gets a screen. Now Cott needs help, finds Gourley. Ella drives right lane, line absorbs contact. Great job by Trinity Jackson, bounced straight up, affected the shot.
Yeah, she didn't move. She didn't try to block it. She just stayed straight up and down.
O'Grady in the left corner. Out now, Trinity Jackson. She'll try a three. That's short. Rebound. How about you? Hallie Suter. Now O'Grady. Can she do it again? Yes, she can. Abby O'Grady back-to-back triples, but Hallie Suter with the offensive rebound, and it's a 9-point game. Riverside just like that with back-to-back threes.
Yeah, give credit to Haley Suter. She chased down that offensive rebound and kicked it to the open shooter.
Josie Kennedy tries to answer, and she can't. Up the court comes Riverside. Heat check time. She fell off fire.
Let's go.
Abby O'Grady, three straight triples, and it's a 12-point Cyclone lead. 1:41 to go in the third. Riverside 34, Hoxie 22. We're back in 30 seconds.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kansaland Radio.
9 straight points for Abby O'Grady for Riverside. Jacob Baugh is hanging out here in Dodge City, Class 2A State Girls Opening Round Basketball Tournament at the United Wireless Arena. We were talking about it, Baugh. Riverside kind of stagnant on the offensive end. Hoxie doing great things on the defensive end for them. And then just like that, Abby O'Grady buries three straight triples. And it's a 12-point game.
Well, I just said offensively things were a little disjointed from Riverside, and just like they flipped a switch, and all of a sudden O'Grady says, okay, I hear you. Let's just knock down a couple threes.
Three to be exact. Here's a give and go down low, maybe getting away with a walk, and then a foul will be called here on Riverside as down low it was London Schiltz. And she's going to go to the line to shoot two. She's 1-for-2 on the night, and that foul is on Abby O'Grady, and that's going to be her fourth. First free throw is through for London Schiltz. O'Grady will go to the bench with those 4 fouls to a massive ovation from the Cyclone faithful. Second free throw from London is good. She's got three, and the lead is 10 for the Cyclones. Again, they've never trailed in this game, but it's gotten within two or three a couple times.
Yeah, they've weathered the storms. They've weathered the surges from Hoxie and able to get some offense going. Now they're Looks like they're just kind of backing it out, finding the shot they want.
70 seconds to go in the third. It's 34-24 Riverside. Into the corner, Nyla Duncan on the left baseline. Dribbles it back out to the wing. Entry pass down low to Taylor. Nice kick out in the corner. Hallie Studer off the back rim. No. Rebound and then trying to just keep it alive. Was it deflected by Riverside? No. As Allie Gourley, kind of off balance with the rebound, just threw it into the sand.
Yeah, she was kind of falling down. She caught the rebound, came down awkwardly, didn't really have a choice, just kind of threw it up.
54 seconds to go in the frame. Studer to trigger it in for the Cyclone. Finds Jackson on the left wing, now to Whistler, back to Jackson on the left wing. Trinity looks to drive baseline. Just cut off by Boehner, and then Boehner just takes it away from her. Turnover on Riverside, and then a foul on Trinity Jackson right away. Coach Byrne right there.
He kind of started to snap at her a little bit. She looked at him and kind of threw her hands up, and he was like, okay, just you're good.
That's turnover number 20 now on the Cyclones?
Yes, correct.
And that's going to be the fifth team foul on Riverside, so that means Emily Bainter will go to the line to shoot two. She is 1-for-3 tonight. Pass is good. One more coming here for Boehner. Got 7, make it 8 in the game. And it's 34-26 Cyclones. 40 seconds to go in the third. Duncan in the backcourt to Hallie O'Grady. Or Hallie Studer, excuse me. Studer to Whistler. They got to break the timeline. They do to Trinity Jackson. On the left wing, Jackson. High post action down to Weiser. Down low to Weiser after a nice little give and go on a travel here. Yep.
I thought for a second he was going to call an offensive foul on Taylor Weiser because she kind of hooked her with the left elbow. I'll take the travel versus the foul.
Absolutely. 25 seconds to go. Turnover 21 now for Riverside in this game. 34-26 Cyclones with the lead. Hoxie with the basketball. Avery Mock to the right corner it goes. Now right wing to Boehner. Kind of lob it down low to Ballman. And a nice job defensively by Ella Whistler. Takes it away. Turnover. And then Whistler gives it right back to Boehner. Layup is good.
Oh, it's a tough break. Riverside had the ball, but Boehner, she was stuck on the baseline and tried to throw it back to the middle and turned it over.
Into the third quarter. Riverside led by as many as 12. That's been cut in half. 34-28. We go to the final quarter of action here in this opening round of the 2A Girls State Tournament in Dodge City. Riverside 34, Hoxie 28. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
For more than 5 decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Grain Belt Insurance. Online at grainbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the quarter timeout, it's Riverside 34-28 with a lead over Hoxie. And immediately, Boz, you see the Cyclones go straight down to Taylor Weiser and let her go to work.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to get some more touches for Taylor. Now, they have good success from the three-point line, but
as Duncan tries a three on an inbounds, and it's rebounded by Czar for Hoxie. Hoxie on a 6-0 run dating back to the third quarter. Here's a three on the way. That's good from Emily Boehner. And Boz, it's a 9-0 run now from Hoxie. They're back within three.
Well, the momentum swings in this second half have just been crazy. Riverside knocks down 3 threes in a row, and now Hoxie coming right back at them.
And a turnover tie-up as Weiser, when you're 6'3", she kind of brought it down to her midsection. And that allows those that aren't 6'3" to get in there. Turnover on Riverside, number 22 on the game. Hoxie with the basketball in the front court. Josie Kennedy, they could tie it here. Boz with a three. How crazy would that be? This was a 12-point lead for Riverside. It felt like just seconds ago.
Yeah, Hoxie's really settled down offensively. Their composure on the offensive end is what's really working for him.
Top of the key, it's Josie Kennedy, guarded by Studer, drives right lane line, elevates over Weiser. No. Rebound Ella Whistler for the Cyclones. Then a foul will be called here on Hoxie, and it looks like London Schiltz will be called for that one.
Hoxie's going to go back into this pressure. They've had it the entire second half, a little 2-2-1, full court pressure, just really trying to speed Riverside up, and they've struggled a little bit with it.
Duncan with it, Nyla across the timeline. Great job just defeating the pressure by herself. Gets it off to Weiser. Taylor caught in the far left corner. Will dribble it back out between the rings. Out of Duncan. Nyla will drive baseline here. Kick it off to Whistler in the middle of the lane. And a deflection in the turnover. Number 23 now on Riverside. 34-31. Cyclones lead is three, but 6.5 to go in this game.
Yeah, that possession for Riverside. Hoxie's getting what they want. Taylor Weiser was operating out on the perimeter 20 feet away from the basket.
Three on the way by Czar. No. Rebound ripped down by Taylor Weiser for the Cyclones. Czar's hit one already today. Taylor looking to bring it across the timeline, and it'll be a foul here on Emily Bainter as she tried to get in there and pick up an easy foul against Weiser.
When Taylor's limping a little bit, I think when Taylor crossed over Bainter, she knocked knees with her, and boy, those, I can tell you, those definitely hurt.
Bainter's going to pick up her third foul. She'll go sit on the bench for a minute. 6:10 to go in this one.
Riverside needs a bucket. They haven't had any opportunities here lately.
Down low to Weiser, and she shuffled her feet. Turnover number 24 on Riverside. 6 minutes to go in this one. 34-31, Riverside leading Hoxie. Baseline drive here, shot, no, but a fourth foul on Taylor Weiser.
Boy, Taylor's a little bit frustrated after that last call. She got called for traveling, and on the defensive end, she did a nice job of going straight up and down, but the last second, she went for the block and caught a piece of the arm.
So that's going to be number four now on Taylor, and that's big. 5:53 to go in this one. To the line to shoot a pair. Kendall Bowman, first one's good. And Weiser will come out of this game. Being replaced by Abby O'Grady, who also has four fouls.
We talked about foul trouble early in this ballgame, if it would come back and haunt Riverside, and don't want to see Taylor Weiser on the sideline for too long.
Second one missed, but a rebound by Hoxie. Out three on the way by Kennedy. Hoxie cannot get the lead, but another offensive rebound down low. Here's Schiltz. She's fouled and still go to the line for two. Offensive rebound.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough. Taylor Weiser, she usually cleans up the glass, and Riverside a little undersized right now. They really have to focus on doing a good job boxing out and getting those defensive rebounds.
Boz, that's now number four on Nyla Duncan. O'Grady with four, Duncan with four, Weiser with four, and a free throw hit here by London Schiltz. One more toss coming here. As Alvarez has to come in for Duncan, this free throw could tie the game, and it cannot. Alvarez, nice rebound, strong rebound there for the Cyclones. Now Studer breaks the timeline, and a foul will be called here on London Schiltz, and she was very disagreed.
A little unhappy with that,
one. Is it too early in this ballgame to do a little offense and defense for stoppages? I feel like it might be.
Yeah, I mean, 5:48 left in the ballgame. I think Taylor, depending obviously what happens with the score, she'll be on the bench for a little bit.
30-second timeout, Riverside. It's Cyclones 34, Hoxie 33. 5:48 to go. Don't go anywhere right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
The team at Harmon Rhody Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rhody Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Kansaland Radio.
.34-33, 5:48 to go here in this one. Riverside leading Hoxie out of the Coach Burns timeout. Riverside with the basketball. Reset your lineups here. It's Hallie Shooter with Abby O'Grady on the floor. Also, Ebony Alvarez, Ella Whistler, and Trinity Jackson for the Cyclones. And Shooter throws it in the arms of Hoxie. That's 25 turnovers now on the Cyclones. Hoxie can take their first lead of the game if they can maintain possession, but they can't. They turn it right back. Benefit break massively there for the Cyclones. 34-33, your score, 5:32 to go.
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on the clock here and just see if Hoxie makes a run, if they're able to take a lead, I would expect Taylor Weiser probably to come back in the game. You can't let Hoxie get too far out ahead. If Riverside can maintain here for a couple minutes, that'll be huge for them.
I think Coach Burns definitely is just, you know, keep that, even if they get the lead, keep it in a possession, maybe, before she comes back in. But, yeah, you don't want your season to end because your best player has to sit on the bench and foul trouble. 5:20 to go. Hey, that's why he's the coach. We're not.
That's right.
He knows what he's doing. Hallie Studer out to Alvarez. Ebony with a left-handed dribble. Needs help. Finds Hallie Studer. He'll reset offense between the circles. Studer drives in. Kicks it out. O'Grady's got three threes in the game. This one's blocked. Rebound, fought for. Whistler had it for a second, and it's picked up by Hoxie. Here comes Josie Kennedy across the timeline. Picked up defensively by Jackson, and then a timeout by Hoxie. Coach Easton Slipke will take a 30-second break. Come back. 4:53 to go in this one. 34-33 Riverside here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grant's Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
KNZA.
34-33, 4:53 to go in this ball game. Coach Slipke calls timeout in this game. Boz, I just don't feel like you can really get a pulse on either team in this one.
It's been a game of runs. You know, both teams have had little spurts. Riverside had that 9-0 run on the three-point buckets, and now Hoxie takes their first lead in a long, long time.
First lead of the ball game is by Kendall Ballman, her first bucket of the game, and it's 35-34 Hoxie, and then Hallie Studer turns it away. Turnover number 26 now on Riverside. 4.5 to go. Kicked in the corner. Right wing three on the way by Kennedy. It's too strong. Rebound backside, though, by Czar, and then she throws it in the backcourt. Over and back. Turnover on Hoxie. And that's a massive break for Riverside there.
Yeah, it is. They need it. Things are just a little helter-skelter right now for Riverside. The press starting to cause them a little bit of trouble, and we're seeing the turnovers mount up. Taylor Weiser checks back into the game. So does O'Grady. 4:20 left. We'll see how long they can stay.
Weiser comes in. 4:20, as Voss mentioned, left in this one. Riverside, their first time in this game that they have trailed. Top of the key, Trinity Jackson. Now right wing. It goes to Whistler. Ella finds Taylor, the high post, into the corner to Jackson. Top of the key now, O'Grady. Nice steal down low. Taylor Weiser nearly traveled with it. Whistler goes into the lane, elevates from six. That's banking home.
Yeah, big shot.
Huge shot.
Good offense that time from Riverside, though, against that zone. It touched four or five different sides of the court. They got Weiser at the high post, and then the kick out. That allowed the dribble penetration.
And an offensive foul here on Hoxie. Emily Bainter just picked up her fourth foul. When we call with a moving screen, that's been called a handful of times here tonight.
Well, you'll see it. What happens a lot of times, the girl that's setting the screen, she might be in a decent position, but it's when they extend the knee and try to clip the defensive player as they go over the screen.
Riverside with the basketball and a one-point lead, clinging to it here with 3:40 to go in the game. They led by as many as 12. But foul trouble became a massive storyline here in this game. 3:30 to go. Weiser's got it off the right elbow, leans into the defender, no whistle, down low to Taylor. She drives baseline, throws up a shot, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Boy, really fortunate Taylor Weiser didn't pick up her fifth foul. She had the ball at the high post, kind of got her shoulder into the defensive player. The defensive player went down, could have been an offensive foul, but no whistle. Fortunate break for Riverside there.
Massive break. 3:23 to go. It's a one-point Cyclone lead, and Weiser to the line to shoot two, where on the day, just 1 for 5. Correction, 2 for 5. Mass substitution here as Nyla Duncan comes in, and that was the fifth personal on Kendall Ballman for Hoxie. Also out, Allie Gourley. Keep in mind, it's also Emily Bainter has 4 fouls for Hoxie as well. There's free throw from Taylor off the back heel. No.
Well, I was watching Taylor in warm-up shooting free throws, and gosh, she was knocking down every one of them. Now she just kind of hadn't been able to find the range from the free throw stripe.
Up by one. Second free throw. Climbs over the front of the rim and drops. Cyclones by two. 3:20 to go in this one. Into the corner for Hoxie at the Czar. She'll dribble it with the right hand back between the rings. Again, Hoxie moving right to left across her dial. Here's a fat cut by Mock. Entry down low. Right at Weiser. Straight up. Great defense from Taylor. Up the court. It's O'Grady. Right hand layup. No. Rebound Whistler. He'll put that. Still no. Touched out of bounds. It'll stay. Cyclone basketball.
Wow. Couple tip shots there that Riverside would have loved to have made. Unfortunately, they keep possession, but wow, missed opportunity.
Duder will trigger it in. Finds Duncan. Left corner three, and she traveled with it before she thought about the three bond, thought differently, and shuffled her feet.
Yes.
And that's turnover number 26, 7?
That is 27.
So Hoxie with the basketball down by two. 2:45 to go in this one. The 4-5 matchup is as good as expected. And an entry pass down low. Too strong. Hoxie, Boz, I think I'm way off on theirs. How many turnovers they got?
I've got them at 14, but
yeah, that's not right.
I don't think that's right either.
Actually, I think I might actually have this one now. They got 17, according to my book.
Oh,
hey. We'll check that at the post game, huh?
Yeah.
Nyla Duncan, her pass deflected and a turnover. The 28 now on Riverside. Into the front court. Jump ball, possession will go to Riverside.
What?
Huge turnover here on Hoxie.
I feel like both teams right now are just trying to just stay alive. Neither team able to execute offensively, turnovers, and two-point game still. But if Riverside could get a couple good offensive possessions with some buckets, I think that could be the difference.
Duncan in the backcourt. She's guarded tightly, and a blocking foul will be called here on Avery Mock. And that's going to be putting Nyla Duncan to the free throw line, Boz. She's a 68% foul shooter. You might kind of go, that's the best on the team for the Cyclones.
Yeah, not great from the foul line as a team, but boy, this is critical. They've got to knock down some free throws. Only up two, the free throws can make the difference here.
But Duncan gets two tosses here. Eyes it. Tries it. Cannot buy it. Score remains 37-35. 2:25 to go. Duncan's second free throw. No good. Ofer at the stripe for the Cyclones. They can't push it to two possessions. It stays a two-point game. Hoxie can tie or take the lead on this possession. Josie Kennedy, the senior guard with the right-handed dribble, going up against senior Hallie Scooter from Riverside. Here's a pass. Deflection. Out of bounds. Turnover on Hoxie. And an unforced error there by the Indians makes that turnover number 19 now for Hoxie.
Well, miscommunication. London Schultz and Josie Kennedy both went for the same ball. if either one of them, if only one would have been there, they would have caught it just fine, but both of them went after it, tipped off their hands out of bounds.
2 minute warning here in the fourth quarter. 37-35, entry down low. Taylor Weiser, count it and one! Huge bucket for the Cyclones. When you need a big shot, go to your best player, and Taylor Weiser has been quiet, Bob. Just 1 point in the fourth quarter, 1 point in the third quarter, but a massive bucket there to extend the lead to four.
Yeah, that time Hoxie's 2-3 zone, there was no backside help, and Riverside's done a nice job of finding Weiser when there's no help.
Free throw miss. So it's a four-point game here for the Cyclones. 1:52 to go. Kennedy, top of the key, dribble action, handoff. Fainter, a three on the way, is short. Rebound, Taylor Weiser for the Cyclones.
Fantastic box out by Weiser. That was a 20-foot three-point shot. Weiser boxed out 20 feet away. Ball bounced up front of the rim all the way back to her.
90 seconds to go. Cyclones by four with the basketball. Abby O'Grady with it. Gets it to Nyla Duncan. And a foul coming here as Josie Kennedy picks up her second. Going to send Nyla Duncan to the line to shoot two more. He just went 0-for-2 a minute ago.
Boy, Weiser was open that time. Hockey was out in their man. Weiser had her defender sealed about 3 feet away from the basket. The guards just couldn't find her.
Duncan parries the first one.
Boy, it's crucial free throws right now with a minute 22 left.
It won't change the fact that it's a two-possession lead, but it changes of how you got to get your points. Second free throw, no good. Rebound ripped down by Boehner. Five-point lead here for the Cyclones. 1:20 to go in this one. Timeout, Hoxie. 1:17, all that remains. It's 40-35 Riverside. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Riverbend Ag Services, locally owned and operated in Wathena, Kansas, a leader in innovation and tailored agronomy solutions. They specialize in custom applied and direct fertilizer, anhydrous, crop protection, and consulting. Contact Riverbend Ag Services of Wathena.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Are you overdue for a car cleaning? Then stop by the Washina Car Wash, where they have both automatic and self-serve car wash options. And if the inside of your car needs cleaning, they have vacuums available too. And if you're hungry, check out the vending machines. The Washina Car Wash in Wathena, Kansas.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Hoxie with the basketball down by five. 1:15 to go in this state opening round game. Three on the way. Swatted away by Abby O'Grady. And Riverside's got it with Ella Whistler. Nyla Duncan now. She just stands here by the midcourt. It's going to force Hoxie to come out on her. Foul by Hoxie. What a defensive play by Abby O'Grady.
Big time play. You know, she was the one offensively that got the little spurt with all the three-pointers and then defensively makes a big time play, gives Riverside the ball back, chance to extend this lead from the free throw line.
Two more free throws here, and this could make it a three-possession game. First one from Duncan is good. Six-point lead now for the Cyclones with 55 seconds to go. That's a lot of time. But, man, this free throw here, Boz, could be huge.
Well, it is. And you know, Hockey's been out of joint offensively. They've just been out of sorts and not able to get anything going. So if they can extend this to a three-possession lead, that's big.
And she does. 2-for-2 from the stripe there by Nyla Duncan. She's got 6 points in the game. Here comes Hoxie. 50 seconds to go. Down now by 7. Riverside's led by as many as 12. And the Riverside faithful come to their feet, chanting first and defense. Hoxie with it. Here's Boehner on the left wing. Kicks it to the right wing and Tassar. Hoxie's got to get a shot up quickly here. Mock, three on the way. No. Rebound. Ripped down by Hallie Studer for Riverside and then a foul by Mock. And that's going to put Studer at the line for two. Boz just got himself into the game a little bit there. What? Way to go,
buddy. Yeah, I got the ball, buddy.
Woo!
wanted to shoot it right there when I got it. But
it's not 1996.
I know, but it's got a basketball in your hand. I feel like I got to shoot. I like the way you dribble up and down the court. Yep. 31 seconds to go. Studer at the line for two.
Buries the first one. She's now 2 for 3 from the line. 8-point game. It won't change it to 3-possession game, Bob, but like we said a minute ago, it changes how you got to get your points. That second free throw off the back heel. It's an 8-point lead for the Cyclones. 30 seconds to go. Up the court. Here's Czar into the corner. Baseline drive by Kennedy. Floater. No. Rebound. Studer backside. Riverside with 20 seconds to go. Studer driving through and got her pocket picked by Boehner. She'll fire a three. That's good. Timeout, Hawksie. 13 seconds to go, and you get to steal the turnover and an instant three. Again, how important are those free throws? They've been hitting down the stretch right now for Riverside.
Yeah, it's just everything, but that's kind of a crazy deal. Riverside, they secure the defensive board and then take off up the floor, and Boehner picks the pocket, knocks the three down, back to a two-possession game.
We'll keep this one here, Kurt, as 43-38, 13.2 to go. At this point, you just got to take care of the basketball.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get fouled.
Yes, well, full court pressure. And Hawksie's been playing a 2-2-1 press, which doesn't typically deny the inbounds pass. They let them get the entry pass and try to keep things in front of them. I expect Hawksie to come out maybe in a little 1-2-2 zone, try to get the trap quick, get a steal or a foul. Maybe they'll go full court man, deny everything.
All right, so it's 43-38, 13.2 to go. Resetting your lineups now. Riverside got Nyla Duncan, Ella Whistler, Taylor Weiser, as well as Allie Studer and Abby O'Grady on the floor.
And Hoxie's going to man up. Now they're going to double-team Taylor Weiser.
Get it into Studer, and a quick foul there by Hoxie's Avery Mock. And that might be her fifth. It is. So she is fouled out. She joins Kendall Bowman, who has fouled out. Back-to-back games, Boz, where we've had a handful of kids fouling out. We had four in the first game.
It's kind of interesting to me. You know, we mentioned typically state tournament, they let you play a little bit.
Yeah.
And it has been physical, but, boy, there's been a lot of whistles, a lot of girls fouling out.
Studer to the line for two. Went 1 for 2 a second ago. First toss is no good. This one's pivotal. 12 seconds to go. Hoxie out of timeout. One free throw here for Halley to try and make it a 6-point game. Eyes it. Tries it. Cannot buy it. Rebound out of Hoxie. 10 seconds to go. They're just burning clock here. Three on the way by Czar. No. 5 seconds. Rebound by Riverside. And a travel with 3.4 seconds to go as the Cyclones, both Abby O'Grady, Halley Studer hit the deck. Turnover number 30 on Riverside in this one. 3.4 seconds to go. Kennedy will trigger it in, but not before a couple subs come in. Sophie Gourley, as well as Carly Cooper, check in to replace Ella Czar and Josie Kennedy. As coach understands that this game is over for all intents and purposes, and so he's subbing his seniors out. Carly Cooper to trigger it in. Gets it in to Sophie Gourley. She'll fire a three. It's an air ball. Nyla Duncan with the rebound and the Cyclones hang on. Riverside, a massive opening round win here in the state tournament for the second year in a row. Your final score, Riverside, 43. Hoxie, 38. We've got our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
It's
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details, 785-845-5272.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, your final score here is 43-38. Riverside hangs on to defeat Hoxie in this opening round matchup of really, really good teams. And the 4-5 matchup, you're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on 103.9 KNZA. We'll be joined by head coach Craig Burns here in just a moment. But we knew coming into this one, Boz, that it would be a good battle between the 4-5 seed. Every tournament, I don't care what level it is, the 4-5 is always that kind of coin flip game that you can always count on being a really good one. And this is one, you mentioned it, a lot of runs in this ballgame. Nobody really asserted themselves. Even when Riverside went up by 12, Hoxie battled right back and actually took a lead in that fourth quarter.
You know, momentum, such a huge deal. I thought when Hoxie took the lead, I was a little bit nervous because Riverside was really struggling offensively. And I thought once they took that lead, it would be hard for Riverside to come back from that. But they did. Riverside made the comeback. They didn't panic. That's one thing I like about this team. Even with the struggles offensively, the turnovers, things not going their way, I didn't see any frustration, really. I mean, they just kept their composure, kept doing what they do, and when they needed to, they found Taylor Weiser inside. And we got to talk about this as we kind of break it down. This was not just the Taylor Weiser show tonight. Hoxie did a great job in their game plan and their prep of double-teaming Taylor Weiser in the zone. Girl in front, girl behind, sandwich, you can't get the ball to Taylor. And here's the just awesome thing, the scoring from Riverside. Several different girls scored for Riverside. Haley Studer had 8. Abigail O'Grady had 9. Ella Whistler had 5. And Nia Duncan, she had 6. I mean, we talked about that. Who was going to step up for Riverside other than Taylor Weiser? Were they able to knock down big shots? And, man, O'Grady, 3 threes in a row,
huge.
Answered that question for us. She stepped into those threes, no question, shot with confidence, just big performance from really everybody on that team.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, again, Riverside now 22-2. And I think that the fact that you play in the Big 7 League, that you play tough opponents throughout the entire season, prepares you for moments like this, because Hoxie take nothing away from them. They did a great job on Taylor Weiser, trying to take her out of this ball game. It just wasn't enough for them here tonight, because Riverside, not only too big, too strong, but just too at multiple positions.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Weiler is going to be the focus of any opposing coach's game plan. It just has to be, because she's that good of a player. But when you focus a lot of attention on one player, you have to give something up as a coach. You know, you're looking at, okay, if we double team here, somebody else is going to be open. But you got to kind of roll the dice a little bit and take away their number one player. And credit to Riverside, they had other girls step up, made big shots when they needed them. Just a really good performance. You know, sometimes you rely on that one player that scores a lot for you. You just rely on them to do everything for you. But they didn't tonight. They had lots of girls step up.
As you mentioned, the scoring final statistics tonight,
presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, and Schlegel's Accounting in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. 15 points for Taylor Weiser, 13 rebounds on the night. All rebounds for her on the defensive side of it here today. 9, as you mentioned, for Abby O'Grady. Great game for her. Just that spark that the Cyclones needed in this third quarter here today. 8 points for Hallie Studer, 6 for Nyla Duncan, and 5 for Ella Whistler for Riverside. Leading the way for Hoxie, Emily Bainter had 16 and 10. She was the girl we knew was going to be a really big presence for the Indians. She played well today. But then it drops down to 5 points each for Mace, or for Josie Kennedy and Ella Czar. 4 points for London Schiltz. 3 points each for Kendall Ballman and Allie Gourley. And then 2 for Avery Mott. And, you know, when you look at the total rebounds, pretty even in this one. 34 rebounds for Riverside, 31 for Hoxie. But it felt like when it mattered the most, Taylor Weiser stepped up on the defensive side, clearing the glass, not giving Hoxie those opportunities. Because the minute that Taylor went to the bench, Buzz, you remember, there was 3 or 4
possessions.
Thank you. That were saved by Hoxie because of offensive rebounds.
Yeah, it's hard as a player when you get in foul trouble. It can affect your entire game because you're worried about, you know, how to control yourself on the court. You're worried about, you know, picking up that other foul. And when Taylor, you know, for the most part, she played with 3 fouls the majority of that game. Did a really good job of not fouling. She picked up the 4th one late, sat on the bench for a while. But you're right, when she came back in, she played really hard without fouling.
Yeah.
And that was a big difference, just not allowing the offensive rebounds for Hoxie.
Any other statistical categories that stick out to you, my statistician, that here at the state tournament, you're kind of getting double-checked with live statistics.
It's a good thing we did on this game because I was really paying attention to the game, and I know my stats were not good, so it's kind of nice to have the back of it. Here's the thing that stands out, and it's really kind of crazy. Riverside, we had them over 30 turnovers. Officially, they were at 29. Hoxie only had 19, and here's why that's weird. A lot of times if you turn the ball over that many times, you are not going to come out with a win.
No.
Riverside was able to just deal with the turnovers and still find ways to win the game, even giving Hoxie so many extra possessions at the basket. Defensively, I thought Riverside played a really good game. Overall, they held Hoxie to 24% shooting from the field. That to me, you hold a team scoring, you're just not letting them get easy shots. You hold them under 40 points. Hoxie had 38 on the night. They were 16% from beyond the arc, too.
Yeah.
Talked about Hoxie having shooters. Riverside was just in their grill the entire game, didn't let them get comfortable offensively, just made things really tough for them, and that's why they shot so poorly.
Well, we knew we were going to be getting Coach Burns, and Kurt, I know you got another game coming up. We'll keep this quickly here with Craig Burns, head coach of the Riverside Cyclones, as the Cyclones move now to 22-2 on the year in the Big 7 League. Now moving on to the semifinals for the second consecutive season. Coach Burns, congratulations on the win here today, sir. And how are you feeling right now?
Hey. I feel good. I mean, the girls stayed the course. You know, we had a couple of girls that was a little shaky, a little nervous. We just kept trying to calm them down. And they calmed down enough to get the job done.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for, is to get the job done. It doesn't matter how much we win by. It's just like Al Davis says, just win, baby.
I love it.
So, Coach, we're kind of going through, you know, before the game, obviously everyone talks about Taylor Weiser and what she does on the court. What I was most impressed with tonight was your guard play. You know, they really tried to take Taylor away, which most teams are going to do, but you know, you had lots of girls that stepped up, the guard play, knocked down big shots. Tell us about them and how good they're playing.
Hey, we talk about that all year, even last year. One of my things is that I just figured up. I said, hey, Taylor, you got to hit 24. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody else has to hit 8 points.
Yeah.
8 points. And just get out there, be confident, They're gonna double team, sometimes triple team Taylor. Hey, we work inside out. So when they go into Taylor, they double team, they kick it out, be ready to shoot, and they was ready to shoot, and they was on fire. The other day, yesterday, we went to practice, and we were lucky enough to get into a gym that the goals were far enough from the walls, you know, kind of, it was kind of like the same in this arena, and we was knocking down shots yesterday, and then we got into the Civic Arena this morning, and same thing, you know, nice setup, just, you know, kind of the same as what was here, and we was knocking shots down there, so it was a good deal. And a shout out to Highland Community College. They let us come up there Monday, and we rented out the rec center. You know, we just signed up for it, and they let us shoot there, and that really helped us out too. So shout out to Highland Community College for doing that.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, congratulations. You're taking on a Northeast Kansas team now in Valley Heights in the semifinal round. Tell me about, have you done any scout on the Lady Mustangs in preparation for this state tournament?
No, just kind of been keeping our eyes on them, because we played them last year. So,
right.
We know what type of team they are. And didn't really watch any film yet, just kind of watching the record, watch who they played. And so we'll get back there tonight. We'll break down film. You know, that Ava Smith, she's aggressive. She's a go-getter. She goes after it, and they got some good guard play. And they knock down shots. And they hustle. I mean, they get after it. So, as well coached. So, we're just going to have to put our hard hats on. It starts tonight with the coaches. We got to get our hard hats on and drink some coffee and watch some film and break down and see what we can come up with to stop Valley Heights. They're going to be tough.
Well, Coach, I think I speak for our listening area. Congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you.
And a second straight year, you're going to be playing on a Friday in semifinals of state. Pretty impressive.
We appreciate it, and we love the journey that God's taken us. And we just follow his lead, and hopefully everything will come out on top for us.
All right, Coach Craig Burns of the Riverside Cyclones. Coach, thanks so much for coming out and chatting with us. Go have some fun with your team.
Hey, love you guys, man. You're the best.
Thank you. All right, Craig Burns of Riverside. Again, your final score, Riverside 43, Hoxie 38. Our final order of business is our Player to Bank On, presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And tonight, Player to Bank On, Abby O'Grady, 3 3-pointers to really assert Riverside in that third quarter. A big run by Hoxie, but that's the big difference in this ball game. Abby O'Grady, the guard play. She is your Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of downtown Hiawatha. Player to Bank On here tonight. We got more coverage coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Flip over to 92.1 FM, KMZA, as Jared Sleppy has got Axtell Eagle boys basketball here coming up in just a little bit as they take on Beloit St. John's Tipton on 92.1 KMZA. For Kurt Kilman and Chris Boswell, this is Jake Spaulding saying so long from Dodge City. We'll talk to you on Friday, live action of Valley Heights and Riverside semifinal state game. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.